Finally, today, we're going to end our July 4th edition with an artist from our nation's capital. He's Grammy-nominated beatbox artist Chris Stiles Bacon.
Now we're going to do the human beatbox in Brazilian music. In bossa nova.
Chris Stiles Bacon there at a recent concert on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. When Bacon performs, he often mixes beatbox with musical styles from around the globe, and it's relatively easy to invite others to come along and help.
Being in D.C., we have so many things around with the embassies and people. So when I got a chance to go to Duke Ellington School of the Arts, me and people from different places, I started becoming fascinated with these different places and the connections, like, oh, y'all have this same thing where you from. Oh, yeah, we do the same thing in Southeast, you know? And so it's always interesting to see how, like, what happens in my small hood, in my small quadrant of D.C., in this 10 by 10 mile city, something is happening almost the same way all the way in another place on another continent. Amazing.
It is amazing. You brought all these interests together and founded a concert series you call Washington Sound Museum. Tell us what it is and what you do.
So Washington Sound Museum is an extension of my mission statement as an artist, as a performer. It's about cultural acceptance and unification through music. By taking my styles of music, hip-hop and go-go, and mixing that with different styles of music from around the world. And with doing that, instead of just sampling records like how we would do in hip-hop music, I would work with the actual people and learn more about the stories, the music theory, the technique that creates the music, and find a way to create a really cohesive and tight blend together that fuses our different styles, like in equal parts without breaking or bending. So it's just like, oh, if you do Indian classical music like my friend Nish Daraj, you don't have to do anything new. You do what you do in Hindustani music, and it will naturally fit over what I'm doing. So finding that perfect place where they intersect and we're both doing what comes naturally to us.
In all your interaction with other cultures and countries, what style of music from what part of the globe have you found the most similarity in terms of kind of beatboxing?
So many things. I mean, you could easily say Brazilian music, right? Because it's part of African diaspora, you know. The same slaves that was brought over here to the United States, people from these other countries around West Africa also came to Brazil. So you can assume that we're going to have a lot of similarities. But I find a lot of similarities in the music that comes from India as well, which seems like it'd be like worlds apart. But this music from the 12th century has a lot in common with modern music as far as like how it swings, how it regulates the energy. But yeah, so many things in common.
You know, I'm trying to imagine you as a kid being interested in beats and making lots of noises at home, just kind of wandering around. Is that how it started?
Yeah, definitely. My mom being a DJ, she'd play a lot of records from cats like Bismarck Key and Dougie Fresh, all like iconic human beatboxes that built the foundation of this art form. Buffy, also from the group The Fat Boys. From hearing these sounds, then I knew that you could take these sounds and you can arrange them to create a rhythm. Like that.
Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom. My whole career.
Beatboxer and hip-hop artist Chris Stiles Bacon, mixing it up with traditional Irish music. It's from yesterday's performance on the Mall in D.C. Our conversation was part of Future Folk, a new partnership between the world and the Smithsonian Folklife Festival. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Happy 4th of July.
Thank you so much.